a story or somewhere. Just thoughts in general, but we can put it maybe in the story. Watching some movies from the old 60s, hippie time, and America on the streets there, and thinking how things changed after that. So there you are, and again, could be incorporated somewhere in the story when we start telling it, the history of P or whatever. Or in general, we've got these now it's America, but also pretty much Sweden. It's established middle-aged people running the society. Everyone nicely, all the men nicely dressed and cut short hair. And then these youngsters, the boys, it looks like girls. They look like girls and long hair, I mean, and the girls looking like I don't know what. Who made some kind of uproar against the establishment, which they found very stiff and hypocritical and whatever. So they were looking for the real thing, real life. The love and fun and, you know, just being yourself, natural, letting it all hang out. And of course, that, it was just a reaction, and it was also coupled with, influenced by the materialism, the idea that we are just animals. So these kids, they thought we should just live like animals, be natural. And it was all, you know, free sex, free enjoyment, this and that, and eat whatever you like, and take whatever drugs you like. Just enjoy yourself as long as it lasts. But they didn't find anything that really worked. It just didn't work. After some years, this hippie flower power paradise had turned into a drug-infested hell to many, while others eventually became yuppies and just went back to making money and kind of then just slipped into much the same life as the life of the parents that they once revolted against. So what I want to show here is that there is something missing there, something that we're looking for. And those funny Hare Krishnas, what many don't see, didn't see then, was that they were looking for something, you know, one step forward from the hippie this and that revolution. You know, the stay high forever. But there it was introduced, the working model, so to speak, taken from India. You had the Dharma, sustainability, ecological thinking there, balance, harmony, life that is sattvic, meaning it works and it's, yeah, sustainable. It's really in line with and in harmony with how nature works, how life is supposed to be. So in this way, they found something there. They got off drugs, they got off meat eating, they got off this sexual promiscuity that made otherwise their lives and society messy and unhappy, really. But they then took that a bit to the extreme. They all started dressing up like middle-aged Indians, monks and nuns and sadhus, and some, they joined that because they thought it was cool to be like Indians, which again was to some mainly part of the attempt to find, you know, some different way of life and distinction, find my thing here, you know. But that wasn't sustainable either, because they took it a bit fundamentalist, a little bit to the extreme, which means that their lives didn't become harmonious, healthy. Many got sick and many got mentally disturbed. And so this was another kind of, they took it in that way, a bit of an extreme experiment or attempt, just as the flower power and the drug culture and sex, drugs and rock and roll and all that had been. Just the pendulum swung in another direction. So the next step is here to just take that life that you have, wherever country you are in, wherever place you live in, and live that life in a sattvic way, in a dharmic way, in a Sanatana Dharma way. You don't have to dress up like Indians. You don't have to change, throw it all overboard, and because then again you're out there and bewildered and rootless, so to speak. But yeah, stay with your life, but live it according to the wisdom of these ancient teachings. And that's what the world can use. That's the point where the world and the humans of this planet are at when this story begins, looking for something that works. And it's not just about your lifestyle and clothing and, you know, eating and what we work with or if it don't work. I mean, we used to, as youngsters, I mean, I'm 70, and when we were young in the 70s, we used to even talk bad about having a job. That was just, then you had just surrendered to the, you know, mainstream life like that. But then if you live like that, then you're still much like a hippie or a dropout, whatever, and it won't be especially when you get families and this, and the children are involved and so on. So here we are, and we have a world that is again ruled by a big power-hungry, money-hungry empire, is controlled by corporations, the rich ruling. It used to be the Vietnam War, now that's the Iran War, Ukraine War, several of them popping up. So we've got a humanity who needs to find the, you know, to get on the track again, find the, finally, after many years of being a bit lost, find again, or maybe now for the first real time for this, you know, ever, at least long time ago, dig up the knowledge that is now available, find how to live it in your own life, while living your own life, not trying to be someone else or emulate someone or something, some fantasy figure. And some are starting to see that. Yeah, this is how it could be, this is how it should be. And this is what our story is much about.